I'm so glad you've tuned in with us today. You know, as we mentioned coming into today, I wanted to share with you today, with the snow coming, some of the truths that come from God's word about snow. But just before that, this is our high-tech way of showing you our phone number today. This phone number that you see right here on this card, 301-818-4050. That number right there, you can always text us at that number. And when you text us, you can text us your prayer request. If you're new watching our stream today, you can text us as well and let us know that you're new. And when you do that, we can connect with you. We're not going to put you on any text message list to bombard you or anything like that. We just want to be able to connect with you and help you to grow in your walk with God. So, hey, if you attend SSA normally, you know, or even if you watch, you know that I generally have all my notes on an iPad. I type on it during the week. I get it laid out. I don't have an iPad out in the snow with me. We've gone old school out on some cue cards, if you will, that I jotted my notes on. But I'm going to be a little shorter than normal. Last Sunday, I was probably 15 minutes longer than normal, so I owe you some time, and I'm going to give it back to you today since I'm out in the snow. But I do want to share with you from God's word some truths that come from it about snow. First things first, let's pray. I'm going to walk through some great points with you then. You might want to get your pen, paper, however you take notes, and jot them down, because there are going to be some things that are going to encourage you as you see this snowfall throughout today. But let's go to God together. Father, in Jesus' name, we thank you. We thank you, Lord God, for the beauty of the snow that is falling. I know it brings inconvenience, but it's beautiful. And we pray, Lord God, in Jesus' name, that as we're gathered together online, that you would build us, encourage us, speak to our hearts this day. We pray that you would direct our paths, Lord God. I pray healing over those who are sick in body, provision over needs, comfort for those who are mourning. Continue, Lord God, to move as only you can. We pray in the strong name of Jesus Christ. Amen. Amen. Hey, I skipped something that I should mention just before I jump in. I say it every week because it's so important. I want to commend you for your continued generosity. You're so faithful in your giving. You can give through our app. You can just go to silverspringassembly.org and give through that. There are different ways you can mail your gifts in, but of course, the needs of the church continue even when it snows. In fact, snows can be kind of expensive on a church, but I want to encourage you to continue to be generous in your giving. Hey, let's talk about snow a little bit as I walk through this. Snow comes whether we like it or not. Now, I know last year it didn't snow too much here, but generally speaking, each year it always ends up snowing. It's going to fall whether we want it to snow or we don't want it to snow. It always still comes our way, and that's the case this year as well. Now, that's not the case with everything. One time I was visiting some family, and they wanted to take us out to eat, and they told my wife and I about this great restaurant that they wanted to take us to, and we got in the car and we drove there. And the place they took us to was CC's Pizza. Now, I heard CC's Pizza just bankrupted, and I feel bad for the people who worked there. But I'll tell you what, the pizza, you see these little cardboard pieces that I have in my hand right here? This tastes better than the pizza crust at CC's Pizza. Now, I know I was a New York guy for a long time and knew good pizza, but it was lousy pizza. They tried to make up for it with volume. Maybe kids would like it, but we really didn't like it, and CC's just wasn't our thing. So you know what I did? I didn't go back. I was like, man, I don't like that. I won't go back there. That's not the case with snow. Snow keeps coming whether we like it or not. We've still got to go through all of February. It'll snow again this year in all likelihood. But the great thing about it is that it teaches us some things. It illustrates some things for us from God's word. And that's what I want to share with you about today with just a few quick points to point out to you. Snow is in the Bible at least 24 times. Now, I'm not going to talk about all 24 of those times today. That would be too much. Plus, I'm standing out here, and it's not falling too much right now. It's kind of light. But I just want to highlight a few key verses for you as we look at it today and walking through this. And the first thing is I want to answer this question for you based on God's word, and that is, what does snow do? Now, if you were standing here with me and I said, what does snow do? You could answer that pretty easy. You could say things like, well, it shuts us down. It makes the roads difficult to navigate. I know the kids aren't really in school right now in Montgomery. Well, they are in school, but virtually. But normally schools close. Hopefully the kids get a virtual snow day tomorrow. I don't know how that works, but schools would close. It's hard to get to work. Businesses close. Snow just kind of shuts things down. Whether we like it or not, it just happens when the snow falls. But in God's word, we're told that snow is a demonstration. It's an example of the power of God. The fact that when snow falls, it can do that, it demonstrates for us how God is almighty and how God is powerful. Psalm 147:16 tells us that God is who gives us snow. And I know we could say, well, Pastor, doesn't snow come from condensation and evaporation and clouds and so on and so forth? Of course it does. But God's who set it all up into motion. So it was part of God's plan that we would even have it. And Psalm 148:8 tells us that snow fulfills the word of God, that God speaks even and it comes. But what I want to point out to you in particular with what does snow do is Job 37:5-7. In Job 37:5-7, one of Job's visitors talking about snow specifically mentions that when snow comes, I'm going to quote it from the old King James Version because that's where I memorized most of my Bible verses early on in my walk with God. It says that it thwarts the plans of men. Think about that. We're experiencing it. Instead of being here in our sanctuary today, although some of us still watch online, we're not. We're all online today. Snow, it changes people's plans. Whether we like it or not, it just does it. As powerful as the United States of America might be as a country, we can't stop it. Man, I've seen videos of how they clear snow up in Canada, and it's pretty amazing what they do up there. But Canada can't stop it. All the technology of Asia and Japan and those countries over there, they can't stop it. Nobody, once it's going to snow, it's just going to snow. It's just going to fall. And it's a demonstration of the power of God. You can't stop God. You can't shut God down. There isn't anything we can do to hinder him. And when we see that and it happens, it reminds us, it illustrates for us how powerful our God truly is. Isaiah 55 also, 10 and 11 tells us this, thinking about how it demonstrates how powerful God is. Isaiah 55, 10 and 11 says that the snow falls down and it waters the ground. And it says as it falls down, it mentions it not returning or it not snowing up. Snow doesn't fall down and then snow back up. That's not how the snow goes away. It's going to go into the ground. The moisture is going to evaporate, but it doesn't snow down and then the snow go back up. And Isaiah says that just as the snow comes down and then stays, that's how God's word is. That God's word always accomplishes what it is sent forth to do. So I want to remind you of something when it comes to the promises of God. It would snow upside down before God's promises would not be fulfilled in your life. It would snow from the ground to the sky before God's word would not come to pass and what he has spoken over you and the truths he has said in your life. Come on. That is a demonstration. So as you look out the window today and you see the snow falling, you see the snow blowing around, it can remind us, wow, God is going to fulfill everything that he has promised in my life. Second thing I want you to catch today, and that is what does snow illustrate, all right? As far as what it does, it shows us the power of God, but what does it illustrate? Matthew 28:3 tells us that it reminds us of the clothing of angels. In Daniel 7:9, snow is used to illustrate God's clothing. And the reason of this is because just pure white, it's symbolic of purity. So snow symbolizes that purity. Here's the thing about pure white. You can't hide a stain on just pure white. You can't. You can see it no matter what. One of my professors in Bible college told us a story in class of when he was doing a wedding. He had been a pastor for many years. He said when he was doing a wedding once, the bride got a little nervous, and they were having communion in the wedding, and she picked up the little glass, the chalice, like a wine glass that had the grape juice in it, and when she picked it up with her hand trembling, she dropped it, and she dumped that grape juice all the way down the front of her wedding dress. You can imagine what her reaction was after. after that. She was crying and upset. He told us this to tell us, hey, when you do weddings, always have couples use white grape juice if they're getting married. I still remember that to this day. But the point is, once that juice was there, you couldn't hide it. You could see it. So the fact that snow illustrates for us the purity of God, it demonstrates that for us. God is not hiding in purity. God knows no sin. God is perfect in every way. And snow illustrates that for us in God's word. But here's the other great thing about what it illustrates, and that is not only does it demonstrate God's purity, it's what it does in us. As you see behind me the snow falling over these trees, I got to tell you, I know you're watching on a camera, but you can look out your own windows where you are. It's beautiful. There are about 5 or 6 brothers here with me who helped set up all the cameras and tech stuff for today, and I appreciate them so much. I could never do this without them. But they set all this stuff up, and we've been commenting on it as we've been out here setting up of, wow, look at how pretty it is out on the trees as the snow hangs on the trees. There's big evergreens back here, and the snow just, it's like it decorates them. But here's the thing. In Psalm 51:7 and Isaiah 1:18, the Bible says this. David said it after he had sinned. He says, wash me and I will be whiter than snow. What's he talking about? Cleanse me, God, and I'll be beautiful. I'll be clean. I'll be pure before you. When you look out your window at the snow, and you won't just look out your window because I know you're going to bundle up and go out in it as well. Some because you have to, because you have to shovel it, but some because you want to. Come on, we go outside and play in it and throw snowballs and build snowmen. We have fun with the snow as well. When you go out in it and you see how beautiful a scene is, I want you to remember that when you're cleansed by the blood of Jesus Christ, that's how God sees you. That's how God sees me. When I look out and I see a tree, you know, in the winter, the trees, they look dead. They're dormant. There's no leaves. There's no beauty to them. But when it snows, all of a sudden, a tree that was dormant and looked lifeless, now it looks beautiful. When we come to Christ and we commit ourselves to Him, when we ask God to forgive us of our sins, the blood of Jesus Christ cleanses us of all of our sins, and then we are beautiful before God. I want you to remember that. Listen, the devil is a liar. Our own thought patterns and emotions will lie to us. They'll want to beat us up and make us think we're worthless or ugly or that God wouldn't want to look our way. But I want you to remember that the cross is powerful. The blood of Jesus is powerful. The grace of God is sufficient. And when you are in Christ and God looks your way, God sees you as that beautiful snow-covered landscape that you would look at. Those trees there as well. It does that for us. Praise God. When it first falls, that's what happens with you. And then one final thought today that I want to give you as well, and that is, what does snow call us to do? Now, we know what snow does in illustrating who God is, and then also what God does in our lives, but what does snow call us to do? Because there's an illustration of that in God's word as well. It's in Jeremiah. Jeremiah 18, 14, and 15. The prophet asks a question. He says, does the snow ever vanish from the rocky slopes of Lebanon? Now, what was he talking about? In his illustration, he was saying that there were these mountaintops that were covered with snow year-round. The snow never left. That's the case with some mountains out west. One year, my wife and my sons and I, we went out to Colorado. We vacationed out there. And we went up into the Rocky Mountains in August. It was like 90 degrees in the middle of the day, and we drove up into the Rocky Mountains, and by that afternoon, we were throwing snowballs at each other on a day that was 90 degrees down in Denver, because there's always snow on top of the Rocky Mountains, no matter what the weather is. What was Jeremiah talking about when he was illustrating that? What he was saying is, just as the snow is always on that mountaintop, just as you can always look at it and it will always be there, it was given as a call to God's people to always be faithful to Him. You'd never look at that mountain peak and there'd be no snow on it. It would always be there. Let the snow remind you as well that God wants us to be just as faithful. Now, we don't have anywhere in Wheaton or Silver Spring or Glenmont or Montgomery County or D.C. where it's always snow. But every year, even though some years it's just a little bit, it always does snow. And just as the snow always shows up and always comes through, come on, let's always be faithful in our walk with God, in our commitment to Him. Snow illustrates that for us as well. Now, I know that snow can be a hassle. It can be a real hassle at times. But even though it is a hassle and even though it's an inconvenience, God uses it to illustrate these truths for us in our lives. So as I close, I want you to remember these things. One, I want you to remember that God is more powerful than we are. Just as snow can just shut everything down, God used that as an illustration. Remember, God is more powerful than we are. Next, God's word always accomplishes what it is sent forth to do. Come on, I want to say it again. It'll snow upside down before God won't fulfill His word in your life. You stand on the promises of God. When it's beautiful on the trees, I want you to remember that that's how God sees you. Pure, holy, cleansed, forgiven. And when it seems like it won't go away, I want you to remember these next couple of days, it's not going to go away. I want you to remember that God wants us to be faithful. Let's be faithful in our walks with God. Let's be faithful to open the book and stay in His word. Let's be faithful to talk to Him, to grow in Him. Let's be faithful as children of God, as sons and daughters of God. Hallelujah. And if you remember these things, when you go outside and shovel, guess what? Your back will still hurt. It's not going to change that. It isn't going to change that. If you drive crazy, you're still going to have an accident. Your fingers are still going to get cold if you stay outside too long. My fingers are pretty good. I have some awesome gloves on right now, so I'm very grateful for these. But that's all still going to be true. But I will tell you that even though those things are true about the snow, it'll help you remember as well, wow, my God is mighty. My God has cleansed me. And my God wants me to follow Him with all of my heart. Let's live victoriously for Him this week. Let's walk in Him. I want to pray for you. Father, in Jesus' name, we thank You. We even thank You for the snow, Lord God. Lord God, I know it's an inconvenience, and we don't all like it the same way. I spent most of my life looking forward to snow growing up, and we didn't get a whole lot of it in Virginia, but I always looked forward to it, always loved to be out in it, always loved to play in it and whatnot, Lord God. And I know this for some folks, that's not the case. They don't like it as much, but either way, we all get to deal with it. And Lord God, You knew that, and You chose to use it to demonstrate these truths from Your word. Lord, in the name of Jesus, may we hold on to them. May we walk with You faithfully, resting in You, standing on Your promises. And we thank You, Lord God, for all that it illustrates for us. In the strong name of Jesus Christ, amen. Amen. Praise God. Praise God. Amen. Hey, next Sunday, rest on those things. Next Sunday, we're going to go back to our Africans in the Bible series. It has been incredible, and I can't wait for the next message. I don't think there's a lot of snow in Africa, so we didn't do Africans in the Bible this week, but we will be back to that next Sunday, and I look forward to it. You won't want to miss it. You can register online. You can join us with that. I can't wait to be a part of that with you. God bless you. Live victoriously in Christ Jesus this week. Amen.